like protecting your people somehow. It's sometimes I wish that Swedish people would do the same thing in Sweden, you know.
Well, it was like during this whole George Floyd rioting, and even to this lockdown for the COVID that you just experienced here in the US. I don't know if you're very much aware, but in the region of Chicago, in the state of Illinois here in the States, there was pretty much a race war between the black community and the Hispanic community of Chicago. And it's pretty essentially what was happening is during all of these riots, the Black Lives Matter organization members or supporters, who what have you, they would go into these Latino communities and ruin the businesses, steal from the businesses, burn structures down in these Latino communities. And these Latino gangs got together and started fighting them off. They started essentially having gun battles out in the street and shooting each other dead. And it was going on for quite some time, and it wasn't really publicized as much as it should have been, just because you know how the liberal media likes to portray things. Nothing bad is happening unless it's coming from Trump or unless it's coming from white people. So it's just one of those things that gets swept under the rug. But yeah, very much so. The Chicano community in general, it's very protective towards its own. There's an expression, you know, that you mess with one bean, you get the whole burrito, as far as, you know, you're messing with the Mexican community. And it's pretty true. You know, we support each other when it counts. And that aspect that I see, you know, from gang culture and communities like that it gives me hope, and it makes me feel right to say that, you know, under the right circumstances, leadership and all that, you know, some kind of, you know, Chicano nationalism, Cecilia, as I kind of says this out loud, is something that is more possible than not. You know, it just takes, you know, like I've always mentioned, time. Time is something that's always a factor. What doesn't work now might work in 20 years. It just depends on the struggle of the structure of each society and subgroup within the, you know, the racial ground bounds of these sub pockets and American society.